Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you can maintain and remain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me right here each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we are exploring a dozen different herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, and mind-altering plants beckon, promising repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep, and the many millions more interested in dreams. So far, we have looked at a lot of plants that are well known for their ability to bring about sleep. Chamomile, valerian, ashwagandha, cannabis, skullcap, passion flower, California poppy, and hops. Now, it's not that those are not dreaming herbs, because they do have some effect on dreaming, but the plant we're going to be looking at for September, Artemisia vulgaris, its primary ability, known to a great many people, is to improve mental focus right out into your dreams, so that your dreams are sharper, crisper, clearer, and even more precognitive. Wow! What's in the news? Oh, there's so much in the news. Oh, it's so exciting. First of all, women bounce back from the physical toll of space travel more easily than men. Men showed much more disruption in their gene activity than women while in space, and their genes took longer to return to normal once they got back to Earth. Males appear to be much more affected by space flight on all cell types and all metrics. Maybe women have more resiliency in space because their bodies are built to withstand pregnancy, and therefore they can tolerate bigger changes in physiology and fluid dynamics. These findings, of course, will have implications for crew selection in the future. Meanwhile, you're probably not selecting a crew, but you might be selecting something to drink. You probably already know that sugar in drinks is a bad choice, but if you're choosing sugar-free, it's an even worse choice. In the lab, xylitol was seen to increase the rate at which blood platelets form clots. So they took it out into real life, and they found over a three-year period, people with the highest levels of xylitol in their blood plasma had double the risk of heart attack, stroke, and death. Those with the lowest levels. Whoa! Yes, indeed, the sugar substitute xylitol is now associated with risks of heart attack and stroke. The natural sugar alcohol. But that doesn't mean xylitol or higher from eating sugar, because actually eating sugary drinks is also associated with heart attack and stroke. Well, you know, we have some adaptogens to help, especially if you're dealing with long COVID. A blend of rhodiola, schisandra, and eleutherococcus, used to be called Siberian ginseng, was shown to improve physical activity in patients with long COVID. Even before the two-week trial was over, the number of people with fatigue, pain, and coughing was significantly less than those in the control group. All long COVID symptoms decreased, including anxiety, depression, and cognitive performance improved. The 100 participants found that their attention was much better. No more brain fog. And as a byline, it seemed to address the progression of kidney failure because it reduced creatinine levels. Yes, indeed. So how about a multivitamin? About a third of adults in the United States take a multivitamin with the goal of maintaining or improving overall health. However, what they have found is a paper examining this looked at, oh my goodness, they suggest that the use of multivitamins does not affect mortality risk. Didn't affect the risk of deaths from heart disease, cancer, or cerebrovascular disease. Oh well, I'll be right back.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Remember, mugwort, what you brought to pass and what you readied. You're called Una, that most ancient plant. You defeat 3. You defeat 30. You defeat venom. You defeat air illness, that is literally malaria. You defeat the horror who stalks the land. Remember, mugwort, what you brought to pass. Mugwort, Artemisia. Oh, so many Artemisias are known as mugwort. But the one that I know as mugwort is a plant That is called Artemisia vulgaris, the common Artemisia. I first heard about this plant when I was investigating the connection between women and herbs, and I read that throughout the places where my ancestors came from, throughout old Europe, that Artemisia vulgaris was the plant of the wise woman, Artemis, the goddess, of course, being the goddess of the moon, but also the goddess of the midwife and the goddess of the herb crafter. So the Artemisias, especially Artemisia vulgaris, became strongly associated with work craft, with the wise use of the green. And so I decided I needed to grow some by my house because that's what was done. It was always grown right in front of the house. And when the herbalist had to move it into the cities, they would still, if there was a little bit of dirt, they would still grow it right by their house. Or failing that, they would hang a bundle of it on their door. Or failing that, they would paint a picture of it upon their door. Well, even though I lived in the country, I couldn't find any Artemisia vulgaris anywhere around me. I actually had to go down to New York City, where it abounds. Artemisia vulgaris is a plant that loves to grow in waste places. The tougher the situation, the more the Artemisia vulgaris likes it. In fact, I once saw it growing right up through fresh, hot tar that was being laid down to pave a parking lot. And it was laid right up and over the Artemisia vulgaris, and it just kind of shook it off and pushed on up through there. What a powerful plant. Now, unfortunately, it is very, very common in my environment. It turns out that a tiny little bit of rhizome will give rise to a whole new patch of it, and the rhizomes interlock, and you get great dense stands of nothing but Artemisia vulgaris. It even, I know it's hard to believe, but it even pushed out my mint patch. Yes, indeed, this is a plant that can be considered quite invasive. Riverside wormwood, felon herb, chrysanthemum weed, wild wormwood, old Uncle Henry, sailor's tobacco, naughty man, old man, St. John's plant, not to be confused with St. John's wort, apple pie, bifus, sailor's jaw, crone wort. So I went out one day and I said to Mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris, how are you today, Mugwort? And she said to me, don't call me Mugwort. I have nothing to do with the fantasies of people who have their nose in mugs. But it is true that Mugwort may be called that because it was used to brew a special kind of ale called Groot before the use of hops, and often with the addition of other plants like ale, for ale wife, also known as ground ivy, Glaucoma heteraceae. And so it was the mugwort, the weed in the mug. I do not give you the drunken visions of people with their noses in mugs, she went on. I give you the true visions of wise old age. And remember that I said that the primary use worldwide for the Artemisias is as visionary herbs, and they are used in a wide, wide variety of ways as visionary herbs, all the way from dream pillows, just tuck it into your pillow, put it under your pillow, to smudges, to full body baths, to drinking it. We'll get into some of these uses as we go along, but let's look at some of the other ways that it has been used. It has been used traditionally as moxa. Perhaps worldwide, this is one of its most famous uses. Moxa, you might say. What is that? Is that like moxie, the soft drink? No, moxa is the actual burning of the Artemisia vulgaris directly or somewhat indirectly on the body. And it's not even really the plant that's used. It's the fuzz on the leaves. I give you the wise visions of old age, she says. Look, you will see the white hair on the backs of every leaf. And sure enough, if you turn the leaf of Artemisia vulgaris over, you will see that the back of the leaf is covered in white hairs. In order to get moxa, you must dry the leaf. They're often dried in the sun, because what we want is we want the leaf to be gone. We just want the hairs. And interestingly enough, if you dry the leaves until they're brown and then crush them, you can actually separate the hairs from the dried leaves, which just crumple away into nothing. That then is moxa. Indirect moxa is formed into cones, placed on the body and burned. In indirect moxa, it might be placed on a slice of ginger and burned, or rolled into a cigar-like shape and used. All of these are forms of moxibustion, which is one of the great healing techniques of the Orient. Let's look at what Peter Holmes has to say about Artemisia vulgaris, the mater herbarum, the herb of the mother. He says it is a medium-strength herb with little chronic toxicity if overdone. It is a bit pungent and bitter, cool and dry. It restores, relaxes, stimulates, and decongests the uterus, liver, stomach, intestines, and blood. Think of it as being warm, airy, and fluid. It affects beneficially all body types and all constitutions. So Artemisia vulgaris is a general purpose plant with plenty of amazing uses. Again, this is Peter Holmes from Energetics of Western Herbs. Number one, it increases the reproductive ki. It harmonizes and promotes fertility and moderates and makes happy the hormones. Used for amenorrhea, hormonal deficiencies, hormonal excesses, infertility, uterus qi deficiency, and uterus blood deficiency. It promotes menstruation, labor, and the expulsion of the afterbirth. The uterus qi is prevented from stagnation. Mugwort is used, especially as moxibustion, with failure to progress during labor, for retained placenta, and to turn a child who is in a breech position. And some pretty interesting studies have found that, wow, yeah, that actually can happen with moxibustion. Artemisia vulgaris stimulates digestion, removes accumulation, promotes urination, and drains fluid congestion. Treats liver and stomach qi stagnation, liver qi stagnation, liver fluid congestion, and edema anywhere in the body. Dispels wind, damp, cold, and relieves pain, especially useful at the onset of colds and flus. Clears heat, reduces inflammation, clears intestinal parasites. Most of the plants in the Artemisia genus of the Asteraceae family are known as vermifuges. Verma is worm. Fuge is to flee. They make worms flee. Personally, if I had worms or an animal of mine had worms, I would prefer a drug, because there are toxic factors in the Artemisias. And you're not just killing the worm, you're also doing some damage to yourself. Whereas when you take the drug, interestingly enough, you will do less damage to yourself. Peter Holmes uses mugwort both in infusion and in tincture. He uses it in pessaries and hip baths. It is also the root that can be used, and is especially effective energetic remedy for those with epilepsy, reducing the number of attacks or ending them for good. Extremely long-term full dose use can cause toxicity. There are a number of other mugworts, and they are used similarly but not exactly the same. Mugwort is sometimes called motherwort because it is an herb for the womb. Presently, however, it is called cronewort, for it is a wise woman's herb, essential woman's ally. Like other broad-acting botanicals, mugwort is ideal for symptom relief during menstruation and overall health on organ and hormone level. It is the ultimate uterine restorative. It is not a stimulant, a menagogue, and therefore, while it is wise to be cautious during pregnancy, it does not cause abortion. Thank you, Peter Holmes, for being very, very clear about that. And of course, you'll see a great many scare-off warnings about not using Artemisia vulgaris internally, should you ever even be considering getting pregnant. It's not the kind of herb you're going to drink up every day. It doesn't taste very good at all. And there's a lot of really good external uses for it. It's a very strong antifungal, and it can really wail on any kind of fungal skin issues like athlete's foot, ringworm, tinea versicolor, and more. Whoa, ho. It's also a little bit antimicrobial. So make a tea, a strong tea, or a vinegar of it, and use it for these things. You can also at the same time use that against sprains, bruises, and on the forehead in a cloth for headache. What a versatile herb you are, Artemisia vulgaris. Let's see, Uncle John, John Lust, in his herb book says, use a root or the herb as an appetizer, digestive, cholagogue, and a purgative. It will promote appetite and proper digestion by a beneficial effect on the liver and bile. A decoction is used to regulate menstruation or as a bath additive for gout, rheumatism, and tired legs. Fresh juice relieves the itch of poison oak and poison ivy. Collect the herb when in flower and harvest the rootstock in the fall. Steep a tablespoon of dried herb in half a cup of water, but take it only a mouthful at a time. I'll be back to tell you more fascinating things about Artemisia vulgaris and her sister's wormwood, Sweet Annie, southernwood, sagebrush, and oh my, it goes on and on.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshtreePublishing.com. That's AshtreePublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Artemisia annua, sweet Annie, is one of the more interesting of the Artemisia sisters. In 2015, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to Professor Yu-Yu Tu for her contribution to the discovery of artemisinin, which has saved millions of lives and represents one of the most significant contributions from China to global health. The discovery of artemisinin dramatically changed the landscape in combating malaria and has led to a paradigm shift in anti-malarial drug development. According to a recent World Health Organization report, 97 countries are currently in problems with malaria. Mal, bad area, bad air. An estimated 3.5 billion people are at risk of getting malaria each year. That's almost half the world's population, of whom 1.2 billion are at the very high risk. The good news is that malaria incidence rates are now being reduced every year more and more. In fact, over the last 10 to 15 years, the mortality rate for malaria has been reduced by 42%, and some countries are now on track for declaring themselves malaria-free. Artemisinin and its derivatives have played a key role in this turnaround. According to a recent estimate, approximately 22% of the 663 million averted clinical cases are due to the use of artemisinin. How did this come about? I find it rather fascinating. In a response to a request for help on malaria treatment, the Chinese government launched a secret operation. Professor Tu was designated as the team leader. She started to search for recipes used to treat fevers. They found more than 2,000 recipes and narrowed it down to about 640 for further evaluation. They then looked at how often individual plants appeared, and Artemisia annua appeared over and over again. They tested extracts from more than 100 plants on rodent malaria, and it was the extract from Artemisia annua that had the best success, with a 68% inhibition rate initially. But the activity wasn't stable. The variation could be due to geographic origin, seasonal variation, different uses of different parts of the plants, methods used in extraction. One day, Professor Tu was reading recipes written by Ji Hong about 2,000 years ago. In one of his recipes, he describes juice from Qingqiao, which is Artemisia annua, for treating fever using cold water. Professor Tu realized that the high temperatures they were using were causing the instability. Ji Hong further said that the leaf had the most activity because that's where the juice could be gotten. So Tu decided to use these methods to extract the plant leaves, and she obtained sample number 191, which inhibited malaria with 100% activity. She was the first to take it, and the rest, as they say, is history. In 1475, an Icelandic manuscript tells us that white mugwort, Artemisia ludovinciana, does this. If a woman drink it who has a dead child in her, it will fare from her. It allows a man to urinate well and loosens the stone in his bladder. Also good for jaundice if it is drunk with wine, crushed with paunch fat, good to bind upon a tumor, and it will reduce it. If you drink this plant with wine, neither leechdom nor bite of beast can harm you. Crush it in wine, boil it in oil, it gives forth a wonderful smell. It strengthens the stomach and cures the heart roots and is useful for many, many things. Our next written mention of mugwort, which is Artemisia vulgaris, is not for about 150 years, 1633, when Gerard says, Pliny saith that mugwort doth properly cure women diseases. And Dioscorides writeth that it bringeth down the terms, the birth, and the afterbirth, the terms being the menses. It helpeth the pain of the matrix, boiled as a bath for women to be sit in, or put up with myrrh. It is as strong as the force of the birth. Tender tops are boiled and drunk for infirmities, applied in the manner of a poultice to bring down the monthly courses. And the wayfaring man that hath the herb tied about him feeleth no wearisomeness at all, can be hurt by no poisonsome medicine nor any wild beast, neither by the sun itself. It is drunk against opium. Many other fantastical devices invented by poets are to be seen in the works of the ancient writers, tending to witchcraft and sorcery and the great dishonor of God. Wherefore, I do on purpose omit them as things unworthy of my recording or your reviewing. Thank you, Gerard. 1830, 200 years have passed. Raffinesque says, the mugwort is common to both continents. Antiseptic, stomachic, detergent, deobstruent, laxative, diuretic, diaphoretic, emmenagogue, corroborant, antispasmodic, and vermifuge. Useful in hysterics, spasms, palpitations of the heart, worms, obstructions. The leaves, tops, and seeds are well used. Warm fermentations are an excellent discutient and antiseptic. Many equivalent species grow, and they all make the milk of cows bitter. Moxa is made from them. Now, interestingly enough, I use Artemisia vulgaris as the primary reason why I never have to give my goats any kind of worming medicine. Early on when I was keeping them, I didn't understand that if allowed to graze on it, that they would eat a little bit on a daily basis, enough to not taint the milk at all, but definitely enough to keep them worm-free. Millspaugh in 1892 says Hippocrates very frequently mentions Artemisia to promote uterine evacuations, but it has fallen entirely into disrepute and is now very seldom, if ever, used, the Mexican pharmacopoeia being the only one recognizing it. In 1902, we're told about the native use of Artemisia heterophylla. In 1926, Densmore is telling us about the Chippewa use of Artemisia gaphalodes. In 1923, the Menemone use of Artemisia canadensis. In 1928, the Missisquoi use of A. canadensis and Artemisia ludovinciana. And the last citation here in use of plants for the past 500 years by Charlotte Erickson Brown is 1961. Ericary women take infusion of Artemisia phalloides, or the roots of little wild sage, Artemisia frigida, as an aid to their function. I'll be right back.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
I told you about wanting to grow Artemisia vulgaris in front of my door. I did, and I grew Artemisia abrotanum southernwood as well, and Artemisia absinthum wormwood as well, and Artemisia dracuncula tarragon as well, and Artemisia annua, sweet Annie. I love the Artemisias. I've even growing this year Silver King, which is covered front and back with white hairs, and it is so pretty in the moonlight. Well, I also told you that the Artemisia, once you start growing it, really runs away with you. And so I harvest a lot of it. I especially harvest it before the flowers are spreading their pollen. It turns out that the oils in the volatile oils in the Artemisias are at their height just before the flowers open. So it's in the bud stage is the best time to pick those flowers for their volatile oils for uses, especially in dream pillows and affecting the ability to focus very keenly and to remember your dreams as well. So, teaching green pillow workshops and magical plants workshops, I've always wanted to have a lot of dried Artemisia vulgaris on hand. And I do indeed usually have bags and bags of it stored. And I had it stored at the place where the apprentices were, and I didn't think much of it. Until I noticed that the apprentices were coming to our morning gathering, which is our talking stick ceremony, talking about dreams. And one apprentice would come in and give us these elaborate and very clear and detailed dreams that she was having. And then several apprentices were doing it. And then not just one dream, but several dreams. And finally, although I was slow to get it, I said to them, this reminded me of a garage store down where you all are staying. Are you using it? And they said, oh, yes, we know that you can use that plant to smudge. You burn the plant, and you don't let it be blazing with live flames. You blow it out, and then it's smoking. Poof, big puffs of smoke. Hey, that's what moxie is. You're smoking somebody, right? So, yeah, we're using it to smudge every night. We're smudging. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's giving you these dreams just by smudging. You can keep on doing it, but you can't bring the dreams to a talking stick anymore because you're making talking stick way too long. Artemisia vulgaris has traditionally been used to soothe anxiety as well as to calm folks who are recovering from traumas, who've had seizures, who've had a drug overdose or other things. Due to its calming nature, of course, mugwort is associated with sleep, but its effects on dreams are what it's most known for. Artemisia, Artemis, the moon goddess, the moon guiding light of the night, the ability to enhance dreams. Yes, mugwort helps the dreamer remember the dreams. It increases awareness during dreams. It stimulates lucid dreaming. It increases psychic sensitivity. It initiates clarity of dream experiences and brings awareness of your purpose. It is known as a visionary herb that opens one to dreams of the future. Mugwort is an oneirogen. Whoa, fancy word. That's a plant that produces or enhances a dreamlike state of consciousness. Over the centuries, mugwort has been admired for its magical, mystical, and spiritual uses, especially for clairvoyance. Mugwort tea, tincture, smoke, hung above the bed, placed under the pillow. It promotes vivid dreams and uncovers accesses and helps us transform areas of psychic unconsciousness. If the vividness of the dreams that mugwort brings you overwhelm you, reach for a little lavender. It will help to soothe and moderate that. Melissa Sharzo says, I rolled an herbal smoking blend I made with Artemisia species. She lives out west where there's Artemisia tridentata, which is big sagebrush, Artemisia ludovinciana, which is white sagebrush or western mugwort, Artemisia douglasiana, which is California mugwort, Artemisia Annua, Sweet Annie, so she's not telling us exactly which one she used, but she made an herbal smoking blend, and you can use all of them. That night, I had extremely lifelike and colorful dreams. I was out on a camping trip, and I dreamed that I was hiking around the forest. The colors of the trees and the plants were incredibly vibrant. I could actually feel the wind on my face. During my hike, in my dream, I found Hypericum perforatum. Now, I just want you to know, this is a plant I've never actually seen before, and I didn't really know what it looked like, but I just knew what it was there in my dream. And, well, you know, I've heard about its use for enhancing dream clarity, but it was so vivid. And the next day, you know what? My classmates said they were going to go harvest St. John's wort. I was absolutely floored. That was the start of my journey for using mugwort for dreams and sleep. And the Artemisia vulgaris is the one that is considered the strongest for sleep. When I first heard this, and of course was growing now, my own Artemisia vulgaris, I wanted to try it out. But, gee, it's not much trying it out if I just put it under my pillow because I'm already primed to think it's going to give me vivid dreams, right? So I made a dream pillow, and I got a couple of my friends to make dream pillows, too, with just the grown word in them, and we sent them to our mothers as Mother's Day presents. And we didn't say anything about there being dream pillows or what they were good for or anything like that. We just said, Happy Mother's Day. I love you. This is a little nicely scented pillow. And sure enough, within a couple of weeks, all of our moms got back to us. telling us about these amazing dreams that they were having. And many times we were in the dreams that our moms were having. So, yes, indeed, I would say that Artemisia vulgaris does a tremendous job of helping with your dreams. In China, the crunchy stalks of young Artemisia vulgaris are used as a vegetable. In Nepal, Artemisia vulgaris is used as an offering to the gods, and they often bundles are used to sweep the floor. Dried leaves are smoked or drunk throughout China and Nepal to, you got it, promote lucid dreaming. Historically, Artemisia vulgaris has been known as the mother of all herbs. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, hepatoprotective, anti-spasmolytic, anti-nociceptive, antibacterial, anti-hypertensive, anti-hyperlipidemic, antifungal, used traditionally in Chinese, European, and Hindu medicine.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
The Nine Herbs Charm, Plants, Poisons, and Poetry by Val Thomas. The Old English Nine Herbs Charm continues to fire our imagination centuries after an anonymous scribe recorded it in the Lac Nunga over 1,000 years ago. This 10th or 11th century work is a collection of remedies, prayers, blessings, and charms. The charm itself, the Nine Herbs Charm, is difficult to translate, worse to interpret, and it's not helped by the corrupt nature of the manuscript text. Some of the words seem to be missing, and certain lines are probably transposed. Altogether, it's complex, mystifying, maybe deliberately tantalizing so that only the cunning may unpick it, for the Anglo-Saxon did delight in riddles. As is often the case, not all the names of the herbs are confidently translated, and their exact identification does remain a subject of much debate. A significant and appealing aspect of the Nine Herbs Charm is that the plants are addressed directly with words that are evocative and moving, even in translation. But in the original, they are truly the stuff of enchantment. The intricate combination of meaning, vocabulary, rhythm, and alliteration makes the nine herbs message memorable. Following the addresses to the herbs comes a dynamic and much-debated mix of pagan and Christian imagery with references to both Wotan and Christ, both of whom are associated with miraculous healing, hanging, and sacrifice. And the conclusion to this charm is a salve recipe. Remember, mugwort, what you brought to pass, what you readied. You're called to Una, that most ancient plant. You defeat 3. You defeat 30. You defeat venom. You defeat air illness. You defeat the horror who stalks the land. And you, waybred plant mother, you're open to the east, yet mighty within. Carts creak over you, women ride over you. Over you, brides bellow and bulls snort. You withstand it all, and you push back. You withstand venom. You withstand air illness. You withstand the horror who travels over the land. Now, this plant called Stoon, she who grows on stone, she defeats venom. She grinds away pain. And this one called Stiffe, she who withstands venom, she chases away malice and casts out pain. This is the plant that fought against the worm. She is mighty against venom. She is mighty against air illness. She is mighty against the horror that travels over the land. You venom loather, go now. The less from the great from the less, until for both we receive the remedy. Remember, chamomile, remember what you brought to pass and what you accomplished. No one should lose their life to disease, since there is chamomile, since chamomile is prepared. And finally, the plant known as Wurgulu, that's nettle. They seal scent over sea ridges to aid against women. These nine plants defeat the nine venoms. A worm came slithering and yet killed no one. For wise Woden took nine glory twigs and smote the serpent who flew into nine parts. There, apple overcame the venom. There, the worm would never find shelter. Ah, Philo and Fennel, a most mighty pair. The wise lord shaped these plants while he holy hung in the heavens and sent from them seven worlds, seven ages for men, for wretched and wealthy alike. She stands against pain. She stands against venom. She is potent against 3 and against 30, against the foe's hand, against great guile, against malice, against bewitchment from spirit. Now may the nine plants do battle against nine glory fleers, against nine venoms, and against nine air diseases. May they do battle against the red venom, against the running venom, against the white venom, against the blue venom, against the yellow venom, against the green venom, against the black venom, against the brown venom, against the purple venom, against the worm blister, against the water blister, against the thorn blister, against the thistle blister, against the ice blister, against the venom blister. If any venom comes flying from the east, if any venom comes from the north, if any venom from the west comes, if any venom from the south, you will do battle. Christ stood over illness of every kind, yet it is I alone who know where water running and the nine serpents guard these plants. Now may all plants arise, seas ebb, all salt water, when I blow this venom from you. The ingredients, with our best knowledge of what they might be, are mugwort, most definitely. The waybread, that's plantain. Lamb's cress, venom loathe, we're not really sure. Chamomile, nettle, a sour apple, perhaps hawthorn. Filet, is it chervil? Is it caraway? We're not so sure. And fennel. We know what fennel is. Work the plants to a dust. I guess we have to dry them first. We're going to dry them and then work them to a dust. And now mix them with apple mush and old soap. Make a paste of ashes and water. If you do that right, you've made a lie. Take a roasted fennel and mix the plant into it, boiling hot. bathe the wound with an egg mixture, both before applying the salve and after. Sing above this remedy. Sing over each of the 9 plants. Sing 3 times before the patient self-applies the salve. Sing 3 times on the apple. Sing into the patient's mouth. Sing into the patient's ears, each one of them. And before the patient applies the salve, sing into the patient's wound as well. And this is the 9 herb charm. Mugwort, remember what you have brought to pass. You, that most ancient plant. And that wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the wise woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.